At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Before we begin, a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps new listeners discover us and grow the program. On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, for years, one simple phrase has served as a catch-all for NBA teams that have mailed it in and are ready for the postseason to be over. 1-2-3 Cancun. SI senior writer Howard Beck joins me to discuss where the saying came from, how it became famous among NBA players and fans alike, and how it's maybe more popular than ever, more than two decades after it was first uttered. This is the legend of 1-2-3 Cancun. I'm your host, John Gonzalez. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly. Howard Beck, welcome back to Sports Illustrated Weekly. You're here again.
I'm here again. I feel just like a regular guest. I'm just going to like sit myself down on the couch. I'm going to open your fridge and grab myself a beer. I feel that's how at home I feel.
Make yourself at home. My casa, your casa. You know, we've done a lot of things on this show together. We started the very first episode, we had you discussing the Warriors being back. We previewed the playoffs together in a very profane conversation. We discussed the NBA's profanity problem. But of all the segments that we've done together, I don't think I've been as excited as I have for this one because, you know, I go to SI.com one day and all of a sudden there it is in all its glory, the story of 1-2-3 Cancun, which is legendary in NBA circles as written by one Howard Beck. It's the catchphrase known and loved in the NBA, certainly by NBA media. So before we get into the origins, explain in macro terms for everybody the meaning behind the phrase 1-2-3 Cancun, how it's employed.
Well, 1-2-3 Cancun means it's over, done, time for vacation. So 1-2-3 Cancun in the context of the NBA playoffs and certainly on Inside the NBA on TNT, that is now part and parcel of the Gone Fishing segment. Your team gets eliminated either at the end of the regular season if you're out or if you miss the playoffs, you lost in the play-in now, or any round of the playoffs that you've lost, it's time for Gone Fishing. And when it's time for Gone Fishing, it's time to say 1-2-3 Cancun.
And since the Lakers lost, it's 1-2-3 Cancun.
What is going on over there?
You mentioned Inside the NBA, and they're probably the most prolific users of the phrase, but really everybody uses it now. You mentioned the media, but it's been a while now since it originated. It traces back to the 1998 Western Conference Finals. The Lakers had a young Shaq and even younger Kobe. They were getting ruined by the Jazz. So take us back to that time and tell everybody about how the phrase originated and the original genius behind it.
The Western Conference Finals in 1998 is just the most lopsided of affairs. It's Karl Malone and John Stockton, of course, the legendary duo for the Jazz, and this really mature, methodical team. And they're going up against a Lakers team that's really talented, but young. They haven't figured it out yet. It's Shaq and Kobe's second year together. Kobe's still just 19 years old. They've got Robert Horry, Rick Fox, Derek Fisher, like all the guys who you now think of as part of a dynasty. But this is before the dynasty happened. It's before they figured it out. And they've still got Nick Van Exel in his fifth season. They've got Eddie Jones. This is a really talented team. Maybe too talented. Maybe too many guys who wanted to be the featured player. That's possible. And at that time, the expectations are already through the roof because of all this young talent. They're supposed to make a run. They don't have the polish or the efficiency, the maturity, the togetherness to beat the Jazz. So they're on their way to getting swept. And that's the key part of this.
So they're on their way to getting swept. They have their team huddle. You know, like this happens in all team sports. You put your hand in the middle on three, you say a phrase. And the general phrase for everybody else was 1-2-3 Lakers, right? A pretty stock and standard phrase for everybody to, you know, rally around or fake rallying around before they go out and have the Jazz beat their heads in. But there was one guy who didn't do 1-2-3 Lakers. He did 1-2-3 Cancun. Tell us about him.
That would be Nick Van Exel. They're down 3-0 at the time. We know this. We know this even more now in 2022 than they did in 1998. No one had ever come back from 3-0 then. 24 years later, still no one has come back from 3-0. When you're down 3-0, you know your time is coming. You're almost done. Vacation is close. So in the moment, on a whim, they're huddling up. 1-2-3. Nick Van Exel just blurts out, Cancun, when everyone else said Lakers. And because everyone else said Lakers in unison, probably not everybody heard it. Those who did hear it, some might have chuckled or smiled. Some others might have wrinkled their brow a little bit. Because though Nick Van Exel could be a bit of a jokester, it wasn't clear to everybody. Is he saying he's done? He's given up? I'm out of here, guys? Is it just kind of dark humor? What did that mean? Because it came across like, well, maybe Nick Van Exel is just saying, I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to go on vacation.
What I love about this story is that you have talked to the principal players, Nick Van Exel, and you had a conversation about this. What was his explanation? I mean, was it spontaneous? Did he decide to be purposefully snarky? Did it just come out accidentally? What was his explanation in retrospect?
So I spoke to Nick Van Exel, who is now, of course, an assistant coach with the Atlanta Hawks. He's been an assistant coach in the league for several years now. And Nick says there was nothing premeditated here. Like, he didn't wake up that day thinking, I'm going to make this joke in the huddle. He didn't think about it on his drive in. I don't think he even knew he was going to say it at the moment that they first started to all say together, 1-2-3. It was just what came out. He thought, you know what? I'm going to make a crack here. He can't even really account for why it was Cancun as opposed to, say, Fiji or Maui or Puerto Rico. It was the place that popped into his head first. And Cancun, as it happens, was a really popular place for athletes and entertainers at that time. Or as Robert Horry told me, a popular place for African-American athletes and entertainers at that time. That was a big, I think they had a jazz festival. And so Robert was telling me that that was where you'd see a lot of people. It was a go-to spot.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
As you said, some people might have snickered. Some people might have furrowed their brow. And after all this goes down, the next season, Nick Van Exel gets traded. And there was a report in the LA Times at the time that Shaq had complained to Jerry West about the remark. And the implication was that he almost got traded because of 1-2-3 Cancun. But you debunked this, yeah?
I don't want to say debunk. You know, these stories tend to evolve over time. People's memories evolve. And also, you know, that initial report in the LA Times was an item in a notes column. So it was very short. There wasn't a lot of elaboration. It didn't say sources. It didn't say sources who knew it because of. So there was a lot that was kind of shrouded in that report. I will say that there are differing views of a couple things. One, did Shaq really go to management? Nick told me, yeah, I heard that Shaq didn't like it. And yeah, he might have gone to Jerry West, who was then the GM, and complained. Whether that was why he was traded, that's the part where Nick himself is debunking it. Nick's saying, no, give me a break. And he was traded basically a month later. He was like, the season ends late May in the conference finals with that sweep. A month later, he's traded on draft night for the draft rights to one Tyronn Lue, as well as Tony Battee. Why he was traded then, a month after 1-2-3 Cancun? It would be easy to say it was because of 1-2-3 Cancun. Nick says, no, that's not it. I was traded in the middle of the season. I say, what do you mean you were traded in the middle of the season? Because obviously he wasn't literally traded in the middle of the season. He says he knew by the middle of the season that he was gone, that this was his last run with the Lakers for a bunch of different reasons. And the one that he cited was just that they had a little bit more camaraderie at the beginning of this run with this particular group. But by midseason, he felt like cliques were forming, factions were forming, and they weren't really together anymore. And again, Eddie Jones and Nick Van Exel had made the All-Star team that season. Kobe had made the All-Star game despite not even starting for his own team. Shaq had made the All-Star game. Eldon Campbell had been a starting center and who was still capable of being a starting center and a starting power forward next to Shaq, but when they didn't want to go with that alignment, he had to go to the bench. So you've got his feelings. You've got Nick Van Exel, who's a primary ball handler. There's just so many guys. And so it's understandable and I think believable when Nick says, there were just other things going on, other things kind of in the air that made him feel like I'm probably going to get traded. And on top of all of that, and not to be lost in all this, Nick Van Exel and Del Harris had very, very publicly and privately clashed repeatedly in their time together, Del Harris being the coach.
So we know for sure that Nick Van Exel said 1-2-3 Cancun, but more than 20 years later, a little bit of a fog and a controversy around whether or not he was the lone sayer of this phrase or if other people joined in. On the one hand, we have people saying, hey, Shaq didn't like it. Shaq went to Jerry West. But all these years later, you talk to Shaq and Shaq said, oh, I might have said it too. And I wouldn't put all the blame on Nick Van Exel. And then Robert Horry said to you, no, 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 it was just Nick. So what's the deal here? Was it just Nick or were there other co-conspirators?
There were no co-conspirators. There was no grassy knoll. There wasn't a Shaquille O'Neal on the grassy knoll. There were no knolls that I know of anywhere near the Great Western Forum in Inglewood, California. Nick said this on his own, and Nick will tell you that. Robert Horry will tell you that. Shaq has this knack, we'll call it, for storytelling, embellishing, he did this a lot when I was back on the Laker beat. And you could usually tell when Shaq was making something up out of whole cloth. And it was funny because sometimes people would run with those things. This was a case where I think Shaq doesn't want to get involved 24 years later in whether or not he's the cause of Nick being traded. And so Shaq says, just say we all said it. Just say it was me, it was Eddie, it was Nick, it was all. Shaq, really? And then, you know, that's why I follow up with Nick and Robert Horry about it. And then, no, it's Shaq. Shaq's just being Shaq. So no, nobody else said it. I think that Shaq maybe is a little sheepish now about whether or not he might have been responsible for Nick getting traded. And again, based on my reporting, I truly believe that even if this were a contributing element to Nick getting traded, it wasn't in the top five of reasons why they would move on. You know, Kobe was going to come up for a big contract eventually. Eddie Jones was coming up on a big contract. Shaq, of course, was already paid big. Like, they had a lot of star caliber players who needed to get paid, who needed the ball, who needed to be featured. And it was a natural progression. And worth noting that less than a year later, they also traded Eddie Jones and Eldon Campbell. So there was a thinning out process that they needed to do to create the team that ultimately became a dynasty.
All right. So Nick Van Exel is the sole author of this incredible catchphrase that is 2 decades plus being used by everybody. He could not have known that it would blow up like this. What did he make of it in the subsequent years that it has endured this long?
Well, the funny thing, John, is that it kind of was, I feel like, in hibernation. This happens in 98. Nick gets traded. A couple stories are written the following season about, okay, he's now a Denver Nugget. How does he feel about his Lakers time? What does he think about the Cancun storyline and whether that was the reason for him being traded? But then it disappears. Like, nobody ever writes about this. No one talks about it. And no one says 1-2-3 Cancun, to my knowledge, in all my years covering the NBA, until around 2015-16, even TNT officials, when I asked them, weren't sure exactly when it kind of permeated their presentations. But somewhere in that 2015-16 range, for whatever reason, I'm going to say it's probably because of Shaq, they're doing Gone Fishing, and suddenly now it's 1-2-3 Cancun. And then that kind of picks up steam. Other guys catch on. Now they're making Cancun references. And then the TNT graphic staff, that phenomenal, wonderful, incredibly talented and creative staff, is now working Cancun into their Gone Fishing graphics. And, you know, the next thing you know, a couple of years later, Alvin Gentry, coaching the Pelicans at the time, they're getting eliminated, and he ends his press conference with 1-2-3 Cancun.
What is it, 1-2-3 Cancun?
Suddenly now it's a staple. So I think for the first, you know, 15, 16 years after it was said in that huddle back at the Forum in 98, no one's using it. No one's saying it's not a reference point. And now suddenly all these years later, it is as much a part of the NBA postseason as anything else.
Yeah, I love that it's become popular in the lexicon again. Van Exel told you that he should have trademarked it, and he should have. Does he like that it's become popular?
Yeah, it was funny. Nick and Robert Horry both independently, like Rob, before I talked to Nick, said, man, tell Nick he should have trademarked that thing, like Pat Riley with three-peat. And then Nick said it on his own, unprompted. He is joking about it. I mean, no one's worried about missing out on some sort of royalties. I'm not sure 1-2-3 Cancun's, generating any big corporate sponsorships or anything. Although, you know, frankly, I think he deserves at least some kind of kickback from the Tourism Bureau in Cancun, right? That's the least they can do. Nick likes it. Nick enjoys it. Nick thinks it's funny. I think he enjoys the fact that even if especially younger fans have no idea where this catchphrase came from, I think he loves the fact that it kind of originated with him. And it's not as a negative thing, you know, because to him, that's not the reason he got traded. It's not the reason his Lakers tenure ended. It was just a quick, funny line that he was throwing out, trying to lighten the mood, because the mood, as he says, was pretty dour at that time, as the mood tends to be when you're down 3-0 in a playoff series in the NBA.
Well, he has lightened the mood all these years later. We thank him for it. We thank you for it. Read his excellent piece about 1-2-3 Cancun, a piece of NBA lore on SI.com. Listen to him on the Crossover podcast. I don't know where he's going this offseason. Could be Cancun, but he has earned a vacation. Howard Beck, as always, thank you for this.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And a reminder to please rate and review the show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit SI.com.
This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jordan Rizzieri, Jessica Yarmosky, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producers are Dan Bloom and Harry Swartout. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. And if you've stuck around this long, we leave you with this.
I'll set you up. You know the shtick. You've done this show more than I have.
Howard Beck, unofficial host of Sports Illustrated Weekly at this point.
It's him and Connor. And I was just talking to, we had 40 on again yesterday. It's, are you an SNL fan at the Five Timers Club? You guys are the only members.
I want to know when I get like my free SI Weekly t-shirt.
We'll get you a robe. We'll get you like a nice silk robe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.